The conflict between Arab and Jew in Israel and the occupied territories is fought with bombs and jet fighter attacks and with high-level political posturing. But there's also a psychological struggle between the two. New York Times correspondent David Shipler has written a book called Arab and Jew, which explores the stereotypes and myths that Israelis learn about Arabs and that Arabs learn about Israelis. These myths, says Shipler, stem from and help perpetuate the political and military conflicts. Shipler says the two cultures teach their children to hate in the schools.
Increasingly, Israeli Jews are beginning to realize that the battlefield is not only on the frontiers of their country, but also in the minds of their children. That what happens in classrooms, how the Arab is portrayed in textbooks, how the teachers talk about Arabs, how Arab children see Jews as they grow up, all of these elements are important in shaping the future, because the prejudices are very deep and are reinforced so thoroughly every day that it's hard to see a way out of them. There's a textbook called The Arabs and Islam that's used, it's published by the Israeli Ministry of Education and Culture and used in religious Jewish schools for 7th and 8th graders. And that textbook portrays the Arab as essentially primitive and violent. These two concepts go together in the sense that the Arab affection for violence and battle and warfare and robbery is highlighted. And you don't get any sense at all of the Arab as a modern urban professional. The Arab is a desert warrior, essentially, whose children grow up playing games. For example, there's a passage that says, the Bedouin man is proud to engage in robbery and so educates his children. Bedouin children like the game Ghazu, robbery raids. They compete in running and wrestling and learn to use weapons at a very young age. In another section, there's a phrase that says, the women who lose their sons or husbands in the battle receive the hard news without weeping or cries. In other words, the Arab doesn't value human life somehow. Now, that stereotype is fairly common to many cultures.
We heard that during the Vietnam War about the Vietnamese. They don't value human life like we Westerners.
Exactly. During the Korean War about the Koreans, during World War II about the Japanese. It's a fairly common one. Of course, what it does is dehumanize the Arab in the eyes of Jewish children who are raised with these textbooks.
Now, what happens when you go to schools of Arabs inside Israeli-occupied territory? How do they portray the Jews, the Israelis?
The textbooks that are used surreptitiously in Arab schools on the West Bank, for example, are published by Jordan.
And you say surreptitiously?
Yes, because the Israeli procedure is to take those Jordanian textbooks, expurgate the offensive passages, and republish them. But in fact, they have only 3 inspectors for 1,000 schools to check to make sure that Arab teachers are not using the Jordanian versions. So they really can't check up very thoroughly. And the Jordanian versions do creep in to the classrooms. What happens in those textbooks is that Jews are portrayed as violent and are hardly seen at all except in the context of the Arab-Israeli conflict. One of the interesting companion stereotypes to the Jew as violent that you see in Arab textbooks is the Jew as a coward. This idea is quite pervasive. The Jew is strong because he has advanced weapons, but in his soul, in his heart, he's a coward, and so he hides behind these weapons.
Is there any way to gauge whether these stereotypes, whether this school socialization process is really working? In other words, can you somehow measure how these teachings in the schools are affecting the way Arab and Israeli children interact with each other, that it makes them hostile toward each other?
In the first place, Arab and Israeli children hardly ever have contact and rarely have an opportunity to interact. Because they live separately, they go to separate schools and whatnot. But I think there's no question that the school setting on both sides encourages bigotry. There was one example that brought it home to me of an Israeli girl who was 10 years old who came home from school one day after an attack on Arab mayors on the West Bank, and she said, Mommy, are we glad or not glad that it happened?
She didn't know.
Her mother said, we're absolutely not glad. Violence is never the way. And the next day she came home from school and she said, Mommy, you're wrong. We are glad it happened. I don't know where she picked it up, whether from other children or from a teacher. But there are some schools, and especially religious schools in Israel, devoted to teaching children of right-wing ultra-nationalists, where the instruction is quite ideological in terms of rejecting the Arab as an alien who really doesn't belong in this land, except as a subordinate to the Jew. Young people have told me that they're taught that the Arab is Amalek, the ancient enemy of the Jews in the Bible, who is to be exterminated.
You have been talking a lot about school textbooks, for instance, what's taught in the schools as a way of perpetuating these stereotypes. In our own country, of course, there's been a big effort in the past 10, 20 years to purge textbooks in the classrooms of the sort of stereotypes that we've had of blacks, for instance, or of Indians. Is there anybody in Israel who's trying to do the similar thing with Israeli textbooks?
Yes, there's an entire effort being conducted by the Van Leer Foundation with the Ministry of Education's cooperation to take these stereotypes out of textbooks, to write new ones, to revise the curriculum from top to bottom, beginning in the youngest grades, in an effort to sensitize Israeli Jewish children to the richness and diversity of Arab culture and to portray Arabs as more than just enemies, but also as fellow citizens and neighbors.
And this now, is something the government condones?
Well, it half-heartedly. There is support for it officially in the education ministry, but the religious schools are reluctant to do it. And there's been some resistance on the part of some educators at the level of school principal or teacher. So it's a mixed picture. It's gone to the point where quite a few 11th grade classes now are following an elective curriculum in which they begin the first day by writing down all the words that come to mind when they think of Arabs. The teacher then puts them up on the blackboard, and the kids have to sit there and stare at their own prejudices, and that's the beginning of a process of dealing with the stereotypes they've grown up with.
David Shipler, his new book is called Arab and Jew, Wounded Spirits in a Promised Land.